you might tell somebody, well, you better go.
Waking.
Okay. All right, this verb, if there's some medicine on the bedside table, mother might come in and say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Might say, but I already
have taken it.
Or I already
have.
I already blank it.
Had it. Taken it.
All right, let's see. Just fill in the blank. I already blanked my medicine.
Already took my medicine.
Sure, okay. Well, you're going to have to
take.
Okay. All right, somebody who has trouble hearing, you say they're just about stone
deaf.
Okay. And if a man's been working out in the hot sun for a long time, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweated.
All right. What would you call a place that some people get on their skin? It's very sensitive and got this white stuff in it, you know, you got to mash out.
Pus.
All right. Now, that's the stuff that you mash out, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the whole thing?
An infection.
All right. Any other
thing? Sore.
What about the term, the words rising or boil?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know them?
Mm-hmm.
What does that suggest to you?
That you have an infection under the skin.
And you would call it?
An infection or a rising or a sore or a boil.
Or a boil. Okay. All right. If a bee bites you, stings you in your hand, you say your hand is badly
swollen.
You could almost see it. Same word. You could almost see it.
Swell.
Okay.
Swelling.
All right. A bee bit me in my hand.
Swelled.
Okay. Talking about a blister, you know that fluid inside a blister?
Mm-hmm.
What would you just call that commonly?
Water.
All right. And in a war, if a person gets shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor to see if he can treat the
wound.
Okay. Talking about a kind of skinless growth in a wound, have you ever heard the term proud flesh?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's where the flesh deteriorates. It doesn't heal and it spreads.
I see. And you call it?
Proud flesh.
Is that a fairly common term?
Mm-hmm.
Most people around here recognize that, you think? Okay. And something that you might put on a cut to prevent infection?
Medicine.
Or specifically this
Mercurochrome, iodine.
Sure, okay. And this is a white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to have to take for malaria.
Quinine.
Did you ever have to take any?
Mm-mm.
I've heard it's rough stuff.
I've heard it too.
Okay. Now, say if we're talking about a person who has died, if you're paying your respects to the family, and you don't come out and say, well, I'm sorry to hear that your husband died, what might you say? If you didn't want to use that word, died.
Well, I'm just sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away?
Passed away. So you would consider passed away to be a little bit more acceptable than died in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying died? I'm glad that old skinflint finally
kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket, okay. You ever heard croaked?
Yeah.
You use that word?
Yeah.
So and so.
Croaked.
Okay. Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
All right. What do people around here call the place where people are buried? That's the
cemetery.
All right. Any other names for it?
Graveyard.
Okay. And the box a person is buried in?
Casket.
What about the ceremony you're going to his
funeral?
Right. And people at a funeral who are dressed in black, you say that
mourners.
Right, they are in
mourning.
Do people around here do that much?
Mm-mm.
Don't dress in
Mm-mm.
black. Okay. All right, on an average day, if somebody meets you walking along and asks, well, how you doing? What would you probably say?
Fine.
Regardless of how you think, you would say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nobody cares how you feel. Half the world's glad you're sick and the other half don't give a damn. Now, you remember that.